Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okle and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Hello and welcome back. We are into another full body session today. So we are going to get started on the mat in that plank position with some shoulder taps. We're going to work quite intensely through the shoulders for a few minutes before we swing it on over and work into your lower body. But your intervals are 40 seconds of work, 20 seconds of rest in between. We are going to get started with those shoulder taps in 10 seconds time. So into that plank position if you're not there already. 3, 2, 1, into those shoulder taps. So as always, this first exercise, just really to kind of get into our body, feel everything out, check our position. So in that high plank now, as you reach for your opposite shoulder, no need to make these super pacey, but I do want you to check in that your core is nice and stable, so no rocking through those hips. Now that we've passed the halfway point, just start to pick up the pace a little bit through those shoulder taps. You have got another 10 seconds in. Last 3, 2, 1. So we're not going very fast, staying in that high plank position. And when we get going, in just over 10 seconds time, it is mountain climbers, opposite knee to opposite elbow. So oblique mountain climbers in 3, 2, 1. So we're going opposite elbow to opposite knee. These are oblique mountain climbers, working those muscles in the sides of your abs. Driving one knee to your opposite elbow, then the other. And we go pretty rapid fire through these now. We've had a minute or so to get nice and warm. So now we start to push halfway. You know, now everyone hates a mountain climber, but we push through them for 10 more seconds. Looking good. You got 5 more seconds. Don't you dare give up on me now. 3, 2, 1. Well done. So we got 1 more move from that plank position. Options on your feet, on your knees, 4 press ups. 10, 9, full range of motion on these, 7, all the way down, 6, almost to the ground, 5, and back 4, up. In 3, 2, 1. 40 seconds of press up. So even if you think you've got 1 on your feet in you, do that 1 on your feet before dropping down to your knees. Challenge yourself. If you can do these on your feet all day long, then I want you to push that pace, push that range. Can we drop down chest to floor on every single one? You're halfway. Whatever feels like a challenge for you, I just want you to keep moving through this full 40-second interval. 10 seconds of it left. Last 5 seconds. Can you give me 1 or 2 more? 3, 2, 1. And done. So swing it on over onto your back. We are going to come into a hollow body hold for 40 seconds before we move into lower body work. Head and shoulders off the mat, legs off the mat. We go in 5 seconds time. Straighter your legs are, the harder this will be. 2, 1. So we are in that hollow body hold. Head and shoulders off the mat, extending those legs out. on your back. Now, to make this harder, we drop those legs just an inch or so from the floor and we hold it there. To make it easier, we lift those legs up a little bit, or if you need to, we bend the knees, tabletop position with those legs. Halfway through, have a little check-in. Are you remembering to breathe? Sounds silly, but it's so easy for us to hold our breath on this one. Breathe through it. 8 more seconds. Last 5. 2, 1. So staying right where you are, we're going to move into your glute bridges now. So on your back, feet flat on the floor. We're going to lift your hips up towards the ceiling and then lowering them back down. So knees bent, feet hip distance apart. 3, 2, 1. Good, into those glute bridges. So lifting up the hips, squeezing the glutes, lowering back down. Feeling that work in your bum, in the back of your thighs. Once we start to get tired with these, the front of our legs starts to try and take over. Don't let it. Keep the back part of your body doing the work, lifting you up and lowering back down. Over halfway through these bridges. Maybe holding for a second or so at the top of each one. Good, you got those. 8 more seconds. Last 3, 2, 1. Well done. Bring it back up onto your feet. We got 2 exercises left. We do keep working through those legs. Really still working into your glutes, into the back part of your legs. We go into reverse lunges, alternating sides, stepping back one leg, then the other. In 2, 1. So reversing those lunges, big step back, dropping that back knee almost but not quite to the floor, lifting up and then swapping sides. Just make sure that chest stays up nice and tall, so like there's a piece of string up through the crown of your head up towards the ceiling. Step back with one leg, push up through that back foot and then the other. You are just past halfway. You keep breathing through it. You know you've got one exercise coming up next. 10 seconds left here. 5 more seconds. Give me 1 more on each leg. 2, 1. All right, team. So shake it out. Your last exercise of the 7. You know we're going to give it a little bit of a push with some jump lunges. So starting in that lunge position, we jump and switch that lunge to the other side in 5 seconds time. This is it. Your last 40 seconds jump lunges. So we are bouncing it out from your lunge to your lunge on the other side, making sure you bend deeply into that back knee. There's a temptation to get a little bit lazy with it. Let's go full range. Let's push it. We come into your last 20 seconds. You've passed that halfway point. Can you keep that pace going? Can you maybe even step it up a tiny little bit for the last 10 seconds of your workout? I know it's burning, but you got 5 more seconds. Give me a couple more. And done. Well done. So staying on your feet, if you can, just shake those legs out a little bit. Let that burn flow out slowly. Have a little walk around the room if you've got the space to do so. Team, well done. That was a spicy one. You made it through. 7 minutes done. I will see you back here next time for a bit more Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.